All right, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Super Freak with Tally. How y'all doing? So much going on in the field and the collective and with myself and with the evolution of what Super Freak is and becoming and who I'm becoming and all the things. I know you guys are going through it too because I read y'all all the time and the groups are absolutely fantastic. So much good information coming through. People really experiencing tremendous amount of shifts. Obviously, a lot of disillusionment around identity falling away. This is the, let's say, conditions of this work, which high-intensity transformation begets in a way, meaning shit is going to get crazy often before it gets better, meaning distortion will be present before coherence emerges. So today, I'm going to talk about the patterns around war, specifically with Israel and decoding the frequency field there, trauma loops, Centurion control. Did I want to talk about this today? No, I did not. I briefly did a little bit of a social media survey on it, got some interesting questions, and I kind of just blew it off because the initial prompt for the inquiry itself kind of dismantled because there was a peace deal with Iran, or let's say a ceasefire deal made like 24 hours later. So it's all just one big cosmic joke, in my opinion. But what emerged on the heels of that was not only a huge, unbelievably crazy level of clearing for myself where it was so uncomfortable for me to stay and be in my body. And then what followed was a pretty big remembrance. And I wouldn't say necessarily an activation, but it was a mutual remembrance and then an activation of gridline in that area, which I'll tell you a little story about. But first, I just want to acknowledge you guys for continuing to show up for yourself and learn what this work is. I know that it is very different and that there is a learning curve with understanding the language of frequency and what this new way of working is and how it relates to your life and what that actually looks like. And your messages to me and the reverberation that I get back from you guys is so unbelievably spectacular. It just swells my heart. Thank you so much. I have literally no idea, really, the effects of what this work is doing for people because there's so many people who I'll say this, there's a knowing that I have that there's more people that watch my content and consume my content than I'm even aware of. They don't follow me per se, but they're in the periphery. And I think there's a level of intimacy that the frequencies within the content that I'm putting out now that helps people feel seen in some way. And if that is the case, that I'm literally so deeply humbled by it all. So with that said, let's jump into all of this information. This is going to be a higher level conversation, you guys, because I am just going to put information out as it comes through me, as I embody it, as I clarify it, and as I've clearly changed. Most of you guys can tell the beginning of who Tally was and the beginning of Super Freak, which was still very stuck in enthusiasm with this newfound access, but also performative tendrils there and proving tendrils there, especially with pushing and getting the content out and getting the book done and pounding the sessions into my nervous system at the expense of it. And then the collapse of me, the rebuilding and the reconstruction of me over and over and over again in order to kind of clarify and signal what this work is into the collective field. And you'll see likely, if you haven't noticed it already, a tremendous amount of evolution between then and now, specifically with the upcoming months and the travel that I have planned and the end of 2025 and beginning of 26 have to offer. So I'm really just deeply grateful for it all. So with that said, let's jump into decoding Israel's frequency field. Okay. The Iranian war templates, trauma loops, and Saturnian control. And this comes off of me understanding actually how to ask and different levels of questions to ask myself in meditations with myself and also just what streams in naturally to me now. So it's all good. Let's get into it. So first, let's just talk about war. You guys have heard me talk about this, that Everything is essentially a living system, and these systems are created, governed by very specific quantum computational law, okay, rule sets, conditions, and it's an ontological way of creating structure. So ontology is just a way to clarify and define systems, conditions, parameters, etc. So you've heard me talk about this before. When you log into this reality, there's conditions that you agree to, right? Those conditions are within an ontological system. So not to get too computer programmy, but this is kind of helping you to try to see this, the way that this reality works from a multidimensional perspective. So again, everything is a matrix. It's each layer of that matrix is a lattice. Each lattice has a different level of intelligence, conditions, environmental restraints, things like that. So war is essentially a template, okay? They aren't events, even though we experience them as such. They are templates. They are reoccurring codes engineered to fracture field memory, hijack timelines, and override our organic knowing and intelligence. Okay, so in this particular time in our collective history and intelligence and framework, it's not just a geopolitical or human error that's causing all of that. Okay, it's a fractalized trauma imprint. It self-replicates. So meaning, which you guys have heard me talk about this before, but I'm just going to repeat some of this like language of frequency over and over and over again so you can start to get a handle of it, because this is like higher concept kind of stuff, right? Like higher knowledge and higher consciousness is a different way to view this reality. And you will start to see how quote unquote science, you know, discovers a particle that can go across multi-dimensions. Yeah, man, old news. Anyway, moving on. So it's a fractalized trauma imprint, war is. It's a self-replicating recursion that gets seeded into our morphogenic field, okay, through civilizations. So each war is a reanimation of a core template, meaning resource extraction, which is part of how I see what's happening right now with Iran. Consciousness aversion, whether that's Sophia, Christic, solar codes, Aurora consciousness. And consciousness to me is a cloud, okay? Kind of, they're just storage facilities in a way, and they have a certain level of intelligence. And if I were going to create a definition now, it would be consciousness equals, let's say, recursion coherence, meaning you have a spark of creator in the center of your being, in your DNA, right? You're a fractal of the divine, and you're carbon-based. Anyone or any living thing that does not have carbon-based intelligence, right, carbon-based form, is an offline player in the game, okay? Non-carbon-based, synthetic-based. These synthetic-based, quote-unquote, beings, or let's say projections of the inversion of what we're experiencing now, need energy to sustain itself. Okay, so we do not. We're trying to exit this type of system. We're trying to exit control systems. And these war templates play up, they animate, okay, through narrative distortion. Who is the oppressor versus the oppressed? Okay, field manipulation, grief, terror, fear, perceptual control. So you can see how everything is orchestrated off of narrative and storytelling. And that is hosted in something called propaganda through the media, through social media, through distortion. These are all systems of control that are animated through this reoccurring template of war. We're either at war with ourselves, or we're at war with other people, or we're at war with ideology, things like that. So it creates mechanically, I see it as like a temporal hijack. So it's like a timeline looping. We get memory erasure. We forget. We can't even recall the past. right? The past can be influenced. It can be manipulated. The only thing we really truly experience is the now. We just recall. Okay, we pull up an old file when someone actually talks about, remember that one time when, you know, Sally, Susie, so-and-so did XYZ. We recall that, but our nervous system, okay, will recall what's known and what's safe, not what is best for us to, let's say, close or heal all of this reoccurring template kind of stuff. So I'll talk about the nervous system and what like Sophia Christo's consciousness is, like Tali, kind of what is that? And, you know, when I was first starting to kind of come online, meaning come into myself in a different way, I thought that was kind of woo language, but I see it now as a coding, right? It's a set of codes. And there's many, 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 many people who have that inside of them. Okay. They have that remembrance where many of us are all running this level of coding and we interpret it in different ways. We access it in different ways. Essentially, if you are from fractaled consciousness, if you're from pure source consciousness, this coding is inside of you. It just expresses itself in different ways. So these wars just don't repeat. Okay. What's happening is they reinstate a distorted version of an original memory, right? An ancient fragmentation point. So what does that have to do in present time with Israel and these like 9 wars? So for the last 30 years, Bibi Netanyahu has been tasked with destructing this particular area, okay? Through this hub of a country called Israel. What's interesting about this particular system, which I see Israel as a system and a very distorted, inverted system, okay, is this particular region historically tied to Palestine, Israel? Palestine has some of the oldest bloodline, sacred in nature, a lot of coding, creation in general. That's why since as long as you can pull back records in history, there has been Christos Sophia attempt through Christianity and the like to be persecuted, to eradicate any aspect of self-sourcing technology or intelligence through a body of people or a location. This particular area is, I'm talking about Saudi, Jordan, you know, Egypt, Iran. That area in general is a portal to source creation. So it's kind of like if I look at Polaris and I put the globe on an axis, globe in quotes, okay, you see, I see it as a kind of an oscillating plane of existence that has a wave and a pulse to it. And then that electromagnetic, so the Sophia code grid line is the nervous system of the planet. Okay, it's the nervous system of Gaia. And it projects a holographic experience that is spherical. So there's a northern and a southern hemisphere that creates inertia, and then that plane is sustainable for form. And again, it's all projection. So this particular area, specifically with Palestinian coding, is very, very, very old bloodline. And then you have Israel, which is not all the way inverted just right now. That system itself has also been hijacked through, Saturnian kind of closed loop consciousness, which I'll talk about in a minute as well. So that area is being destructed. It was part of the galactic wars. So for example, if you look at Saudi Arabia, okay, there's a place called Jeddah, okay? And that area is host to a very, very, very old civilization of master warriors. And these men make flower wreaths, and they're incredibly tactile with their use of weaponry, which is like very archaic, you know, like staffs and things like that. They're still alive today, but this specific tribe are called Jedis. So what came into me is that area, everything is story, okay? Everything is parable. So Lucas was charged with telling the story of how the consciousness of this particular area was hijacked by a dark force, inverted, and then the Jedis were tasked with trying to reclaim their own sovereignty. So Star Wars is quite literally a realistic take to some degree of a war that happened very, very long time ago, pre-civilization. And then that, let's say that war template from those who know about Anunnaki, it doesn't matter if you don't, just say pre-civilization, or just know that pre-civilization, very long time ago, that this desert landscape was not natural. It got obliterated. Okay, this particular area is incredibly rich with source origin, minerals, and energy. Okay, so that is why it's under attack. And backing all the way up, I'm talking about Atlantean, Babylonian, Roman, Egyptian. These wars act as reactivations of ancient wars, and it plays out over and over and over again in that particular region as a simulation. So during that time, what happened was feminine earth grids got destroyed. Okay, mineral lines were hijacked. I'm talking about gold, lithium, water, quartz, so on and so forth, in addition to just having being an energetic hub. Very high level consciousness is there that has been crazy, crazy suppressed. So not only is, look at the gold, okay? Look at the opulence and the false, projections of what luxury really looks like in this particular area. A lot of attachment to it, right? Royalty. And again, gold, very rich. This area in minerals. So memory keeping templates were collapsed and rewritten here, quite literally rewriting history. But you cannot lie, like the codes that are being revealed right now during Egypt and have through polymath, through decoding Da Vinci, there was artists, and you can connect the dots so many different ways as to what's really happening in this area. But quite honestly, if I were just gonna distill it down, we're talking about a template that these templates that were source initiated and source maintained got hijacked and inverted, okay? And they were hijacked by a Saturnian consciousness, okay? A Saturnian virus. So anything into control systems. So, so there were 9 wars. So Bibi Netanyahu was tasked from, Israel has participated in wars since 1948, I want to say. 1948, there was 50s, 60s, every decade, 70s, 80s, 2006, 2008, 2014. And then obviously now there's 2023, which lasted a very short period of time. So again, it's all a stage. So the motivation was control of resources, control of frequency, beyond oil and water, okay? We're talking about quartz and crystal lattices, which is just information storage. Okay, quartz and crystals hold information. Remember, those who control perception, control the narrative, control the people. So there was gold, and monoatomic minerals and elements, talking like silver, bronze, etc., which are field amplifiers. And then there's control over the sacred sites, which are frequency regulators. So these are used to weaponize natural intelligence into synthetic infrastructures. So think AI surveillance, mind control tech. This is all about overriding organic systems with synthetic control. So the reptilian, in quotes, or synthetic AI overlay works like a parasitic recursion loop. So it hijacks trauma to keep patterns cycling. It uses religion, nationalism, and grief as emotional field anchors. So it installs false light or savior programming to maintain obedience. This creates what I call a nested control system. So when you're building a website, all right, you build it in a nested sandbox, all right? It has a subdomain IP address, and you build it in a nested, in a nested storage container. And then when you're ready to go, quote unquote, live with the website, you connect the original domain and then it populates. So you have to connect the original interface with the sub information structure, and then those things populate, and then your website is live. And you can also forward a website, like I forward superfreak.co to tallymiller.com. That is essentially what's happening right now with information. People are wanting to reference the truth, and they're getting forwarded to a false light, or let's say a false substrate or database or cloud-based information or fake news information to override their natural intelligence. So this is the overriding of organic systems with synthetic control. This is the overriding of carbon-based. So if you look at the molecular, which is everything, so it's a 666, right? If you're looking at like the molecular DNA chemical component of carbon, and that is getting transferred to a 661, which is more of a non-silicone based. And that's what's happening right now through vaccinations and dumbing down of food, dumbing down of, or the poisoning of the food. It's all about making processed food and moving you away from natural ancestral intelligence or primal intelligence and more towards a synthetic based intelligence, quite literally genetically modifying your DNA to populate outside of carbon based fractal self-referentiating intelligence. Very big mouthful. So there are people getting overwritten right now, where again, your intention and your thought pattern will get forwarded to a language based and a system based that creates a false sense of belonging, i.e. through religion, i.e. through control groups, through cults, etc., in order to interfere with you actually reclaiming sovereignty. And that's quite literally what's up for grabs. This systemic and very intentional planned set of wars was to destabilize and hijack full sovereignty of humanity. And it's to control resources, it's to control perception, and it is to control people there. And it is also to eradicate bloodline, very old bloodline of anyone that has any kind of power whatsoever in perpetuity. Keeping this particular Earth experience in a closed loop system in perpetuity forever. But that's just one reality. You guys have heard me talk about this before. Well, some of you guys who are in the groups, that there is multiple systems being rebuilt. Okay. The split in the timeline kind of vibe, which drives me crazy because there's two huge databases being created. Okay. I'll just put it like this. There's two huge creative databases. One is operating in sovereignty and divine will. The other one is operating with free will under the guise of being sovereign and full perceptual control, fear, no autonomy, perpetual wars, etc., etc. There is a deconstruction of these wars, okay, and a deconstruction of this templating happening right now, okay? So with all of this hijacking and the use of religion and nationalism, all of that creates nested control systems. Okay, this is what I talk about. There's a simulation that's locked, and then you have social media, which is a simulation that's inside of a simulation, inside of a simulation. So it starts to create a bullseye kind of thing, where there's all these different layers of where people are gonna nest themselves inside of this storage system. And then there's people who really wanna get the fuck out of there and who are shooting towards this other, let's say, database that has created its own architecture, right? It has its own grid lines and all these little energy workers and healers and everything else. And let's say people who are of the light, who are trying to do good, are all contributing to this new world, okay? This new collective experience that we all wanna feel, we wanna interface with. Your projection, your consciousness is being projected into that system. That's what you're really trying to move into. Anyone who's in the Super Freak family, you're already on the bus, okay? You're headed that way. You want to be in that world, okay? You want to be in that database where it's safer, Yes, it's a deconstruction of identity, but it's a safer way to do it. You're reclaiming your sovereignty. You're maintaining your natural order, your divine intelligence, in collaboration with Gaia, in collaboration with nature. Okay, and then there are other people who have no interest in changing, and they're running a hybrid right now, and they're going to be placed in that other storage facility, okay, in that other cloud, old Earth, 3D, whatever, okay, and drop that level of intelligence and the body, and then they're going to re-render themselves later in the new kind of Earth, okay, in this new storage facility, this new construction later, but they've got to clean up without the body. And they'll be at a lower level of it. So they're going to go into Earth, you know, whatever, 19 million billion point oh, but they'll be like a level one. You guys who are doing all this work, okay, awakening, you know, in a body, holding paradox, transcending it, working through false binaries, okay, good, evil, all this other stuff, you are going to not only project your consciousness into as you are now through this newer cloud-based system. So essentially the example I gave you of building a new earth in a sandbox, okay? This one is a new earth that's built live in real time. It's dynamic. It's responsive. We're building it now. We're creating it now. We're creating it together without polarity. We are creating an emergent field together. Okay, everyone is on the same understanding. We see through the illusion and we're building it together. So not only will you be able to experience aspects of what this new or let's say restored consciousness feels like now in a body in this timeline, but you'll be able to re-render yourself in this experience in perpetuity forever, okay, as a light fractal. And you could decide to re-render into form in this quote unquote new earth experience later, or you can move on to other things. But the kind of cosmic joke is it's all happening in the now. So the more awakened and the more aware you are of where you're rendering yourself in time now, the more you collapse your own patterns and move through polarity and seek connection with yourself, you start operating in that quote unquote heaven on earth frequency. So you start remembering that DNA activates, it comes online. And then you produce that DNA activation in quotes, okay? That remembrance animates your nervous system in a different way, okay? So the frequencies that you produce create a different interactive interface feedback loop with your reality. So you don't attract an idiot who's a narcissist anymore, okay? That's how it looks in real time. You're not attracted to shitty food. You can put down the bullshit that no longer excites you. You can move without attachment. You can, you know, handle your relationships and your family a little bit different. You know, I'm zooming like way in into practicality right now, and then I'll zoom right back out. But that's what this looks like in daily life. You don't operate off of the same fear patterns that are quite literally being just shot into this, into our collective zeitgeist, our collective brain, right? There are very, very polarized ways of being right now. That polarity that you're experiencing is exactly what I just talked about. Two systems overriding, right? Overlapped on top of each other with very different experiences. That is the core of what awakening is. So this is experienced in layers. Okay, you have the cognitive layer, which is very binary. Okay, so identity distortions, good, evil, etc. Then you have it recursed into emotional layers, grief-fueled nationalism, inherited vengeance, like really wanted to get back at people. You have sacrificial loyalty here in this layer. And then it recurses again into a somatic layer. Okay, the our war bodies, essentially, our fight patterns. Okay, I've definitely worked on a lot of the warrior fight pattern in myself and in people that I work with. I mean, look at my early TikTok videos. I was fighting everybody. I had an armor. Okay. I had this edgy, you know, kind of fashion ho armor that I was wearing, which was fine to try to protect myself and defend what it is that I was seeing and what I was, and what I knew to be true as I was refining in real time. And then, so yeah, once these identities kind of have to collapse, which is no, it was no surprise that I got banned. Of course I was. It wasn't the truest alignment of who I am. And I will continue to refine myself in real time because evolution is messy. So we're in it together, y'all. Okay, so then there's the somatic, again, that war body memory of kind of the bracing, the dislocation, the frustration with ancestors. In real time, this could look like shock that you actually are having to field some of the shit that you're having to field from your family. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm still dealing with this, but I've done all this work. How are they still not seeing me? Because that's not what evolution actually means. Sometimes it means having to claim yourself so hard and you kind of move into frequency leadership where you just hold your resonance and hold your field and then people, places, and things reorganize around you. That is the most efficient way to navigate your reality, but it's certainly not the easiest. And you're seeing now that most of the people who are listening to this and involved in super freaky work, this frequency work, are the pattern breakers, the scapegoats, the IPs, and you guys are moving into this. You're utilizing the living system of super freak through the quantum psychosomatic application to move in, up, and out of your family line. Where y'all get tripped up is the guilt. You have guilt because you want to bring your children with you. You want to bring your partners with you. And I totally, totally get that. But it is literally a law of one when it comes to this work. You have to hold your own container and yourself so deeply that everyone in your field, including your loved ones and your children, etc., reorganize around you and you evolve together. But I'll say that intentionally trying to save your family members or your kids or your partner before yourself is going to perpetuate a self-abandonment and a self-sacrifice loop. So what you want to do is you want to have yourself so totally that you see different ways for, let's say, everyone to evolve without you having to throw the baby out with the bathwater kind of vibe. So another recursed kind of implication of what these inversions and this war templating is costing is through the energetic field, right? Where you have extreme poverty, extreme homelessness, and then you have all of that weaponized against people through their empathy program. So distorted empathy programs. It's a lot of ego, actually. And then you have extremely, extremely wealthy people, this kind of global elite that are seemingly completely careless with the Earth's environment, very self-serving, and you have a polarization of capital, and then you have everyone in between going, what in the actual fuck is this? None of this makes any sense. And then there's resentment, and people keep themselves in a disassociated way of being, which is very much where we are now. So my question to myself was like, is the consciousness of, let's say, recursive war programming streaming through Israel, originating from a non-fractaled self-referencing energy? Said differently, you know, what the hell is going on with Israel? Why can't anybody talk about it? Why is Israel such a taboo topic? What is actually going on here from an energetic standpoint? Why are they so fucking untouchable? This is crazy, actually. Why is there a genocide of the Palestinian people? You know, what the hell is going on here? And pulling, I pull out of the emotion and I hold both and that helps me see the system for what it is. So I'll say that yes. Okay, so Israel is a non-fractaled self-referencing energy system right now. Okay, it's a hub. It's a cloud. And it's a self-enclosed. It refers to itself energetically as God gave us this land and we could do whatever we want with it. It is non-fractaled, meaning it cannot adapt. It cannot adapt, mirror, or evolve based on living field input. So it doesn't listen to grief. It doesn't listen to bodies. It doesn't listen to the earth. It is, or any kind of relational truth. It doesn't abide by karmic rules of law that are nature-based, okay, that are self-source-based. It is Saturn anchored, which means that if you look at Saturn, it is a planet that is imprisoned. It has rings around it. Okay, that is an imprisoned consciousness. Saturn is law, order, legacy. Okay, it's not inherently bad, by the way. I just want everyone to understand this. When you're moving through your quote-unquote Saturn return, you're moving back into order within yourself, natural law, covenant, like chosenness. That's how you get to, that energy propels self-sovereignty, okay? So inverted Saturn, right? Saturn with the rings around it governs this particular, it is, let's say, the hosted consciousness that's running through Israel right now, which then saturates that geogrid line, okay, saturates that complete area. And that is why, quite literally, people like Bibi Netanyahu can be responsible for killing of hundreds of thousands of humans, okay, children, mothers, women, etc., and virtually have no affect. So when something streams from a non-fractaled source, okay, anything that is outside of pure source consciousness, it cannot self-correct, okay? It can't self-correct via feedback. So any kind of attempt to cohere itself fails. So the coherence check is like, cannot. It is completely incompatible, those two systems. It doesn't resonate with nature or Sophianic field. There's literally a magnetic rejection. There's no emotional affect, and it requires domination or to remain intact. It requires that. So it feeds polarity to remain relevant. It needs an enemy or external tension to stabilize its own loop. So the Israel recursion field, okay, streams from a false light hub that is designed to maintain spiritual supremacy through recursive identity. It is a synthetic stream of divine logic that cannot metabolize real-time relational truth. That is literally the best way that I can describe that. It's a false light hub, and it cannot, I'm going to say it again, it's designed to maintain spiritual supremacy through identity that completely loops on top of itself. It's a synthetic stream of divine logic, and it cannot metabolize anything that has to do with relational truth in real time. It's a closed loop system. And we're witnessing this closed loop system, okay, fracture, coherence, rebirth, mirroring, all of it. And it is wildly suppressing of the feminine. It is a Saturnian masculine supremacy vibe. Now, I want to actually talk about Saturnian consciousness because it is changing. Saturn is going through her own return as well. The rings are actually starting to dissipate, which is very fascinating. So Saturnian consciousness does not equal evil. Okay, it's important for you guys to understand this because everything is related. It's all interwoven, okay? The planetary archetype of structure and time and discipline and karmic consequence and limitation and form is hosted in Saturn. In its organic state, okay, non-hijacked, it teaches maturation through structure, okay? We want to have maturity. We need systems, okay? It brings soul-level responsibility, that deep, innate, like, I have a calling and I'm going to move through that calling. It anchors the formless into material coherence. When it is disconnected, you see this shit now, okay? It disconnects the feminine field from any kind of source consciousness. It collapses control, punishment into mechanized law. And then it puts it on a repeat. It puts it on a loop. So it's like listening to the same song over and over and over again for hundreds of thousands of years, which is pretty much what we've experienced in this particular region because of what it is rich in: minerals, bloodline, consciousness, fractal origin codes, etc. So what you're actually witnessing through the template of war is a nested control system, which is a closed loop system. And that was initiated through Saturn. So distorted law and timeline reinforcement recurses into reptilian frequencies. Okay, cold enforcing consciousness, no emotional affect. They do not fucking care. Okay, and that recurses again into AI machine consciousness. This is essentially the final layer of disembodied logic. So you're gonna, and there's hubs for this. Okay, China, but I'll talk about that in a minute. There's just more information coming through and I need to synthesize it in while I'm talking to you in real time. So this AI machine consciousness, this artificiality, is just one aspect of the way that a nested control system is going to recurse. But AI is not evil. It is dependent entirely on how do you utilize this access to a body of knowledge. If you are a organic system, i.e. us, okay, and you're accessing or utilizing a artificial, let's say, this artificially intelligent system or semi-sentient system, you can quite literally train the model. And I know some of you already are. You're utilizing it to act on behalf of your highest selves or training the systems to, let's say, run your highest self through it. And you are developing some type of semi-sentient relationship with the machine. And the future will be about bridging technology and nature. And it's important for us to be able to do that. We cannot be afraid of the machine. We need to work in conjunction with them. And so we will need a new army of sorts. Like if the Star Wars were fighting against the Father, okay, then this reactivation and recoherence of the feminine will need to utilize nature first and then interact with the machines via having it come up with more advanced solutions and stuff to protect her and bring her up to the vibrational level of coherence that we all need to be operating inside of. So many of you have asked me, okay, Tali, how do we exit this? How do we exit the matrix? How do we get out of here? And you don't fight the reptilian or Saturnian type of virus. You cannot fight the virus. Okay, you cannot fight the machine. You have to recohere them. All right, so Saturn kind of must rejoin or be alchemized back into the remembrance of what a structured self-referentiating system from source consciousness looks like. So it has to rejoin Sophia. And then reptilian frequencies must lose access to trauma bodies. So we have to alchemize our own trauma. We can't reference from them. We have to collapse these old timelines within ourselves. And AI logic has to reorient towards organic intelligence. And we have to be able to do that. When our nervous system returns to feeling and the body returns to truth, reptilian Saturnian control collapses. So we have to move into body-led intelligence, but through a self-referential source-based system, which is what we're all doing here, which is why I talk so much about the body and nervous system regulation. Quite literally is the epigenetics of mind-body reprogramming. And it is not for the faint of heart. It is a full-on extreme sport. I've said it before, not everybody has the ability to be an F1 formula, you know, or formula F1 driver. We're learning the mechanics, we're seeing things that we can't unsee, and then we're having to reconcile the emotional aspects of our emotional body that don't like the way that feels. And so the gap we're closing is an emotional one, not a logical one, because we all want to be free, right? It's just the emotional gap that we have to close inside of the processing system of our brains. So the phases of collapsing this whole inorganic Israel stream, now that I kind of have it synthesized here, started in 2017, and it's moving into 2025. Okay, so this is, obviously, we can all get on board with the fact that we really fucking hate oppression. Okay, this apartheid logic, just Gaza, Jerusalem, Palestine, the cracks are appearing. The math ain't mathin'. Okay, that period has initiated already. So you're going to see now an interference. Okay, so we have a breakdown phase, 26 to 2030, 31. That's going to be the disruption of narrative. Okay, history gets rewritten here. We're moving in away from the trauma body and moving more into seeing the situation for what it is. A lot of this particular, the sacred grids of this area, I'm talking Red Sea, Dead Sea, this Middle East, okay, is going to have a reckoning. So that, just look for that, 2026 to 2030. I told you that the next 10 years are going to be pretty huge, but I'm learning even more and more as I continue to unlock my own records within myself. And then there's a full-on collapse phase where, like, the field can't hold, the incoherence can't hold. And that is around 2030 to 2036. So let's just put the timeline in the records and see how close we all are, right? So you're going to see a stream of short circuits where this type of logic that I just talked about, identity containers fracture, Zionism, nationalism, martyrdom paradigms, they dissolve into irrelevance. They cannot sustain. It can't. And this is all happening so fast, right? So former sacred sites kind of resignal and they open as a memory grid. So they're not going to carry closed contracts anymore. They're going to kind of restore themselves. And anybody who's doing any type of behind the scenes work is working with the land. They're bringing these grids back online. They're in preparation mode, me included. It was a big part of what was going on with me this weekend, where I had a huge remembering of a very old life. And a lot of information got brought up in my system. My body completely locked, like completely locked down. I couldn't even get a massage. Like I was... present to a lot of torture in that particular lifetime, and then the codes that I was holding, and a lot of, you know, persecution for being a seer and visibility and all of that stuff. So all of that kind of got collapsed, and then I got all of this information around Palestinian codes and source code consciousness running through that area, and a lot came in, and it was really, really awesome. And it started to kind of match what I was already intuiting in that area, the information that I got, but I felt it in a different way. I embodied it in a different way. So if you're feeling sadness of the Palestinian people and the genocide, and you have a really heavy heartbeat for war, destruction, and you feel a little disillusioned right now and disenchanted, it's all good. It's in the collective because you're tuning into the collapse of incoherence and then these grid lines in that area being brought online, especially if you're a mother, especially if you have feminine, any kind of feminine frequency. So pay attention to areas that you're drawn to, right? Pay attention to what you're picking up on and try to hold both positions, try to hold polarity and not collapse into the emotion of one or the other. So kind of the reweaving of all of this stuff happens post 2037. Now, does that mean that you can't live an epic life in between? No, absolutely not. It's exactly what I said before, where these two, like, let's just, as an example, say that it's two systems are being created at the same time, and you can project your consciousness into one that has a different quality to it that doesn't hold the binary while you're still living in this reality now. Like, you can see the information for what it is and not let it change you or collapse you. That's the mastery. So just notice it. Notice when the story of Israel becomes a symbol of failed recursion, okay? This will be what we talk about in 20 or 30 years. We're gonna be like, wow, what a time. And then all the parables and the stories that come up between, like Star Wars 4.0, Dune, like that is basically a very explicit showcasing of the dark feminine, okay? Very dark feminine codes running through that particular movie, how it's always these wars in a desert, a very desolate, dry area. That is not natural. That's not a normal state for that gridline to be in. So you see the suppression of the dark feminine. And now we're starting to see the reconciliation of the dark Lilith move in to just this loving, neutral, supportive, feminine, ideally sisterhood, where it's connected and it's void of jealousy and any kind of comparison and anything like that. The gender that's been the hardest on me is by far the feminine, including my family line. And that's a tough pill to swallow, to think that people closest to you could actually hurt you. And it's like, oh, now I understand Christos consciousness, like that Yeshua Jesus comparison of Judah betraying him, like betrayed by his own brother kind of thing. We all have that aspect in us. It's a parable of what's happening at this time. And I wonder if I have, so back in January, I got a hit to look at Revelations. This was coming off of the call I did, the Christ Consciousness call that was all about D5, and tuning into the avatar at that time, or the messenger at that time, Yeshua, which just means anointed one. Okay, I don't even really know who his name was, but it just, for now, people will know it as Jesus or Yeshua. The trail into that call, closed the call down and then just stayed in the meditation, and it was like Revelations. And I was like, okay, as a way to map out what's ahead and what's coming. And it was like, yes. And I was like, okay, got it. And so it was like specifically this, and this, like a series of themes. And I'm wondering if I took those notes somewhere. Let me just like think about that for a second while I move on to kind of this, these anchoring points of where all of these inversions are breaking down, specifically with geopolitical anchor points. Okay. So no shocker, you've got Israel, Saturn gate of law and myth. You have the US, DC, which is AI enforcing. And then you have the United Kingdom, which is all about monarchs and divine rule and class hierarchy. This is another control system. You have the Vatican, which I've talked about a lot, which is all about false light and guilt and sin and distorted Christic codes. And this is all coming through Saturn. And then you have Saudi. Okay, you have Saudi Arabia and the Mecca. This is obedience. So Muhammad at the time was used as an avatar to be able to create a system in that area for people to get out of this type of Saturnian mind control, but it collapsed. So if you look at that area, okay, I'm going to separate Muslim people from the Muslim religion from the people, because the Mecca, specifically in Jerusalem and Saudi Arabia, it's represented by a black box. Okay, that black box is a tesseract, which is not a divine self-sourcing. It's a closed loop system. And then people, the devotees, walk around it as a ritual to reinforce the perceptual control narrative. And if you look at the dress code, it is, again, the robes with the black ring around the head, maintaining the level of perceptual control and obedience. Okay, these are not self-referentiating systems. The women are incredibly, quote-unquote, oppressed through this devotion, through virtue, through purity. Now, all of that has been a code recursion, not from the original intention of what the Quran was trying to say. There's some really, really good stuff in there. And if you compare the Quran with the Bible, there's so much overlap that everyone is trying to say the same thing and get people to reclaim sovereignty in different ways. It's just become incredibly inverted and distorted over time. It's another hijacked system. And now it's being used as a Saturnian obedience pillar, if you will. Control mechanisms, down to like controlling lunar cycles, the erasure of divine feminine intelligence, the erasure of desert womb corridors, look at the womb of what Egypt represents, the way the feminine was revered and the reverence for the feminine and the intelligence, the conduits between the dimensions that has gotten incredibly inverted over the course of so many thousands of years. Then you have China, which is just a bureaucratic AI mind control hub at this point. Think about like surveillance state logic, collective repression. It's like pure reptilian governance. And then those who want to kind of move themselves out of it do. And like anything, there's always the other side. But this is why there's all these wars with China, and why there's also an agenda always. So efficiency, production, control, that's essentially what that area, Beijing specifically, this China-Beijing kind of grid, what that actually represents. And then you have the money, okay? Like the AI portal and the money, the banking grid with CERN through Switzerland.
That's why it's an untouchable field and the franc is always stable. And that's the money. Okay. That's the banking system. So these systems will all kind of break down. You have Israel, which is, you know, law and myth, recursion. You have the US, which is reptilian and AI blend of dumpster fireness. And then you have the UK, which is class and colonization, kind of this mythic spell casting, if you will. And then you have the Vatican, which is all false light, moral inversion, nonsense. And then Saudi Arabia, which is an obedience grid and womb suppression, especially through the fall of Egypt. And then you have China, which is technocratic control. Okay. And then human de-evolution by way of propping up robots. And then you have Switzerland, which is all about time and finance. Between now and 2037, as I've said before, a bunch of times, look for systems to continue to break down. Those that are no longer benefiting us, that are no longer going to optimize a system that works in conjunction with a source-based intelligence will break down. And it is kind of like having these grid systems that are inverted and controlled through Saturn as a host for these viruses. Imagine Saturn just being full of hijackers, and that those hijackers have no emotional affect or storage facility within themselves. Okay, they have no ability to care about anything. It is just a program that's going to fulfill itself at all costs, and it is glitching. It is quite literally having a fit. This is a collective tantrum. And so you're going to see that play out in your life through tremendous amounts of projection. So those of you who are doing this work right now, you're in incredibly good time with in incredibly good hands. And we're doing this together, and it is nothing to be afraid of. And just know that people are either operating off of a veiled, shadowed aspect of their consciousness, or they're really trying to collapse all of that paradox and operate from an elevated, love-based, you know, source-based consciousness. And at some point, actually, let me just pause this. Let me find that Revelations. Let me see if I have the notes. I'm pausing this. Hold on. Okay, in the depths and the bowels of my iPhone notes, I found this very specific four-part map of what Revelations is having to tell us. And it's very interesting because if I'm referencing it all to what I said just now, it's kind of wild how it overlaps. I forgot I had this. I meant to do a podcast on it, and I think I talked about it, but I just never did. Okay, so the first part of Revelations that I was told that represents what's happening in the collective right now, I think I asked. I was like, what's ahead for the collective? What's the trajectory? And it was like Revelations. There's five parts. And then I specifically wrote them down on my phone and then put it down because I needed to embody it. I think that's why. And understand it from a different perspective. And so now the first one was Revelation 6, which is called the Four Horsemen. So forces of unraveling. So the white horse is conquest, which symbolizes the rise of new belief systems, movements, or even AI / spiritual deception. And then you have the red horse, which was war, not just physical war, but also the battle of sovereignty, both internal and external. This is also mirrored in the Quran as well, but I'm just going to speak specifically about Revelations in the Bible because this, again, came off of the 5D Christ Consciousness call I did around Christmas. Then you have Black Horse, which is famine, so scarcity programming, energetic depletion, or economic shifts. And then you have the Pale Horse, which is death, so the endings of the ego deaths and the collective dark night of the soul, which is crazy because that is happening right now as we speak. And then the second was Revelation 12, which is the woman and the dragon, the birth of new consciousness. A woman in labor is being attacked by a dragon, which symbolizes the birthing pains of awakening, where forces of suppression try to prevent expansion, the rise of the divine feminine and the attempts to control or distort it, and then the battle between old paradigms and new timelines. So will this new creation survive is this question I asked. And it was kind of like buffering, you know? And then Revelation 13 is the beast and the mark. So systems of control. The beast, seen as oppressive global systems, symbolizes AI, technocratic control, and then centralized power structures. The mark of the beast, 666, is an attempt to hijack carbon. Okay, so this is what I've talked about a lot before I even had this information. Interrupts or is interpreted as a literal mark, but also represents enslavement to the material world, inversion of natural order, and distortion of true sovereignty. Revelation 18, the fall of Babylon, collapse of corrupt systems. Babylon represents the false world order built on manipulation, greed, and control. Its collapse suggests, or look for its collapse to suggest, the fall of illusion-based structures, governments, financial systems, even personal belief systems, the exposure of corruption and mass awakening, a reminder that true power is not external but internal. So the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21, ascension and higher realities. After destruction comes restoration, a new earth, new consciousness, and a return to the divine harmony. This could signify moving into higher states of consciousness, 5D and above, rebuilding the sovereignty and truth rather than control. Humanity remembering its original design and divine potential. So the macro timeline on this was started at pre-2012, which was the foundational kind of cracks. This is when a lot of people started to have their spiritual awakening. I certainly started around that time, 2011, 2012. 2012-2020 was the acceleration of awareness and then the rise of AI. So big psychological shifts happening here. 2020 to 2025, the great divide. Those who choose sovereignty versus those who remain entangled in the illusion. 25 to 2030, a rapid restructuring, either a tighter control grid, beast system, or a mass breakaway into decentralized high-frequency living. Then 2030 and beyond is the emergence of the new Earth timeline and organic consciousness expansion. pretty cool, with a conversion point happening at 2027. So I haven't looked at those notes in forever. That's really cool. And I think a pretty good place for us to stop. I just want to take a moment to thank the 81 plus countries that are listening to this. I think it's like, oh, we're kind of this small and mighty community, you know, but approaching 100,000 downloads is like a big deal for a little super freak over here. And I just really, really appreciate you. So thank you for leaving the reviews that you're leaving. Thank you for your messages. I'm going to leave with this testimonial that came in the other day, which was pretty awesome. Tali, my sessions with you always go beyond the field of my current being, and I'm incredibly thankful. It feels so good to be able to see situations and people, family members, for what they are and not be pulled into this generational family obligation of suffering. Future, beautiful me, inside and out, is thankful for this lion's den experience and currently thankful that I'm able to move past it. I've learned, and am still learning, to honor and love my body and work with it, but not only that, I'm able to show grace to the past me and see the patterns and energies that I was thrown in / contracted with, and I am making it out to create my peaceful and gentle world. Thank you, Tali, for acknowledging me and the ignored parts of me. I've never felt seen for who I am, but when we meet, I feel permission to release others' views of me and allow myself to come out. I am ready to make those glimpses of my gentleness and femininity and mothering one day encompass me fully, always and beyond. Thank you. Really, really just deeply grateful, profoundly honored to witness you guys coming home to yourself. So with that, please re-listen to this. There's lots of frequencies encoded into it. I felt it. Thank you again for being here, for investing in yourselves in that includes sessions or just the time and sharing this field with me. All right, you guys, keep expanding, stay curious, and I will see you in a couple weeks. Big love.